On Wednesdays, we talk about books. In a few moments, a review of the book Adam's Navel, a rumination on the parts of the body. But first, we have a historical novel, now out in paperback, about the love life of the great abolitionist and statesman Frederick Douglass. Here is day-to-day correspondent and literary editor Karen Grigsby Bates.
Many of us learned about Frederick Douglass when we were in grade school. His escape from slavery, his rise as an abolitionist leader, his distinguished career in public service. Novelist Jewel Parker Rhodes thought she knew Douglass, too, until she came across something he'd written.
I was reading about Frederick Douglass, and I did, in fact, stumble across the line, "I am married to an old black log." And when I realized that Frederick was talking about his wife, that made me extremely upset.
Anna Douglass had been in history's shadows, so Jewel Parker Rhodes decided to bring her out through this fictionalized memoir. In it, a dying Anna is, finally, passing her story on to her listening daughter.
The world loves Frederick Douglass, but I love Freddie. I'm dying now. Freddie died long ago. See Mr. Death sitting in the rocker telling me to come on. I will. Once I speak my mind like Freddie did, he told his tale, left me out. Everybody knows Frederick's story. This one here, be mine.
Rhodes says she relied on a skeleton of historical facts as the foundation for her novel.
Frederick Douglass was married to a black woman named Anna Murray Douglass, and without her help, it's not clear whether he ever would have made that escape to freedom. She gave him the money, she sewed him the seaman's uniform, and she was also pregnant with their first child when he went ahead north, and she was waiting for him then to send for her.
In Rhodes' book and in real life, Anna has a competitor. She's a journalist who meets Douglass at an anti-slavery rally. Meeting her changed life for all three of them.
He did conduct a three-decade affair with Adelie Essing, a German half-Jew, half-Christian woman, and so that was true. What I wanted to do in terms of my imaginative realm was to rethink Frederick Douglass's life through the lens of these two women.
Jewel Parker Rhodes says the discovery of his extramarital affair made Frederick Douglass much more human to her. Some newspapers at the time speculated on the Douglass-Essing liaison. Rhodes says there were other indications as well.
There are also approximately 200 letters in which Otley and Frederick talk about their relationship that suggest a really heartfelt intimacy. But according to the letters, it does seem as though they had a very sexual, romantic relationship as well.
Douglass scholar Richard Yarbrough is an English professor at UCLA. He's often used Douglass's narratives and writings to bring the late 19th century to life for his students. Yarbrough says Adelie Essing was not Douglass's only controversial relationship.
He also was connected with a white British abolitionist earlier in the 1850s that hit the press. William Lloyd Garrison, with whom Douglass had fallen out, brought it to the attention of the public, although people had been muttering about it for a while.
Anna Douglass supported her husband's greatness, even as she remained frustrated by his infidelities.
She married a man that she wasn't expecting to become an icon. Everybody knew about this great, brilliant man, and I think everybody wanted pieces of him.
So Rhodes envisions Anna Douglass struggling to maintain her own identity in the shadow of her husband's fame. In one chapter, she does this by remaining illiterate, despite his pleas that she learn to read. Rhodes paints Adelie Essing as such a romantic that when Douglass stops loving her, eventually she gives up on life. Anna, however, manages to stay strong.
Anna Murray Douglass has enough faith in herself to say, "I still value me. Frederick might not always appreciate me as I want him to, but I'm not going to denigrate or lessen my sense of self."
UCLA's Richard Yarbrough says great men through history often have had complicated private lives, and Frederick Douglass is no exception. Still, he's fairly sure the novel's revelations won't affect Douglass's place in history.
The amazing contribution that he rendered to the black community in this country and to the United States generally for about 50 years pretty much overwhelmed the particular complaints individuals might have about choices he made, either in his personal life or his political life.
And author Jewel Parker Rhodes says that Anna Murray Douglass leaves her own legacy in this bittersweet story.
So it's the whole idea that in loving, women need to value self-love, value themselves enough to survive sometimes problematic or negative relationships. And in this story, Anna Murray Douglass does that.
Hidden in history, Anna Murray Douglas finally attains visibility, at least for the readers of Douglas's Women.
Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates on Jewel Parker Rhodes' book, Douglas's Women. It's just out in paperback.